get it started in here.
Just hear that alarm clock ring and it's jing, jing, jingling too. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, time to listen to Justice and Drew. Those other shows are so boring and TV is brainless, it's true. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have Justice and Drew.
Then I look at you.
Can you dig it?
And the world's all right with me.
Can you dig it?
Just one look at you.
Can you dig it?
It's good.
No.
Truncated.
Noah. No worries about overperformance there. There's a sense
sometimes,
of
you know,
leaving you one a little bit more. You gotta leave one a little bit more.
I think it's better that way. You know?
Discretion is the better part of valor, something like that.
It's very true.
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Good morning. It's Thursday, December 13th, 2018, and we are Justice and Drew.
Hey, be careful driving in this morning. I don't know what your guys' experience was. It was fine for a bit, and then it got really bad, like for a mile.
No, we died.
Like a mile or two. Like it was weird. It was totally fine, super bad. Then the salt trucks showed up, and then it was fine again. So I know there were pockets around. So just be aware. I was coming in from the north.
Pretty.
I was coming from Canada.
You're basically, you're in Blaine, so you're basically northern Minnesota.
Yeah. I'm kidding you. Yeah, that's right.
That was an uneventful drive-in for me this morning. Although, I did kind of speed most of the way because I was running behind.
True.
Happens to the best.
You were an illegal.
I was an illegal. I was an illegal this morning.
He was in a constant state of illegality. Therefore, Drew was an illegal this morning.
I was slow getting out of the house this morning for some reason.
Yeah, it's Christmas season.
Yeah,
and blame it on that.
I'll blame it on Christmas.
Darn Christmas.
Damn Christmas.
Yeah, come on, Christmas.
I know. I had a bonus.
I don't know what that means.
I think it means that he still doesn't really get or respect the Christmas thing.
Yeah, it's okay.
You have to speak, John,
We don't all land on each other's things all the time. So, you know, you've got the things that we don't like, and then, you know, and
what's this we?
Come on now. I meant Drew.
Like we talked about yesterday. Drew doesn't like a lot of the silliness.
Right? Okay,
and he doesn't like the spooky voice. There we go. That's better. Okay, so Krimis
is your spooky voice?
You know, exactly. To Krimis would be Drew to our spooky voice. Is what I was.
It irritates you that much? He said it like three times.
No, I wouldn't say I'm not that irritated.
No, he punched me earlier.
I did.
Punched me right in the face.
Well, he did it yesterday, and I kicked him on the way to the car, which is part of the reason why he was running late this morning, because he was limping. We do have a busy show this morning. Too busy to be wasting time on this nonsense, so I'll just apologize up front.
Yeah, we've got like a 4-inch stack of prep to get to this morning.
They're not getting any.
Plus, Mark Lauder.
Yeah?
Going to be joining us right around 7 o'clock this morning.
You would be a special assistant to the president and the press secretary to the vice president.
Almost like you have a bio.
I know, right? You would think I had to have that memorized by now.
I'll just read directly from the run sheet. Cohen, Trump, blah, blah, blah.
That kind of summarizes it pretty well. You know, I have a prediction. I don't think that Michael Cohen is ever going to get behind bars. I have a theory.
Okay.
I don't think he's ever going to get behind bars. The reason why is that once he's actually in jail, what are they going to talk about? This is all that they're at. This is all that the left has currently right now. There is no, we are completely disconnected from Mueller's investigation of Russia collusion, right? And the sole focus right now is just this potential campaign violation. It's not illegal to pay off with hush money. That is not illegal, right? Cohen crying in court yesterday. I chose darkness over light.
Oh my God.
Like he's in a Star Wars movie for crying out loud.
He went the path of Kylo Ren.
Yeah, and then there's this idea that he's like, well, now he's going to sing. He's going to spend the next 3 months, right, trying to get his sentence reduced and cooperating with Mueller. Well, like, he wouldn't have done that already, you know? He's going to spend 3 months making stuff up?
Typically, you do that before
beforehand, right.
You get sentenced to prison. Typically.
You look at three years? Oh, wait, I got more!
I'm no expert. And I've never engaged with prosecutors or special investigators trying to lessen a prison sentence for me.
Right. Yeah.
But I still feel pretty confident in saying,
what do you guys need me to make up? What do you need me to lie about to knock like a couple months off, right? You know, I can actually, I've already said I didn't go to Prague, you know, so how, if I say I went to Prague now to substantiate the dossier, how much is that? What, does that get me 6 months knocked off my sentence? But I don't think he's going to land in jail, because once he gets in jail, then what are they going to do? They don't have anything else to talk about.
Or this is it. Or this is
or this is or this, like, is or this is it. Yeah.
He's the big head. He's the big head that rolls.
We're not talking Manafort anymore.
No.
The moment Papadopoulos got in prison for his 14 days, he was gone, and he got out, and that was over. You know, and again, being serious, he is going to go into jail. There's no doubt about that. But that being said, once he does, you know, Mueller's going to present his, at this point, he'll present his findings, and it'll be everything that we've already talked about. Right. I don't think that there's anything else here.
Your big Russia collusion investigation has yielded a campaign finance violation.
Right.
And a lawyer that lied about it.
Right.
That's it. A campaign finance violation and an attorney that lied about it.
Trump,
that's what you got from the Russia collusion investigation.
Trump may have inappropriately paid off women to keep them quiet.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Right before an election.
I'm all the shock.
That's never happened.
I'm just, wow. Yeah. Lock him up.
Right.
Lock him up.
Right. And nobody had any illusions that Trump wasn't a bit of a philanderer going into the election. Like, everybody who cast a vote for Trump knew that this is a guy that has slept around, that has slept with Playboy models and such, and they voted for him anyway.
I gladly voted for him, but felt a little gross afterwards. You know?
Had to take a shower.
Did have to take a shower. It's like when you watch that horror movie. I enjoyed watching that horror movie, but I just feel I need to go watch the Disney flick.
Right.
I need to go watch Tangled now.
Yeah, I mean, people who voted for him knew who they were voting for, and they were voting for the things that he was going to get done, and look at what he's doing.
Useful tool. It was a useful tool, right? It was, again, it was the equivalent of the Swiss Army knife, you know, in the tool chest versus the cooked wiggly noodle. Cooked wiggly noodle? You can't do anything
with it. A cooked wiggly noodle that lies to you.
You can't do anything with a cooked wiggly noodle.
You could put some sauce on it.
You could.
Enjoy a...
But it's cold. It's
I do love
pasta. It's been in the tool chest. It's been sitting there on metal. You don't clean those. It's dirty.
Don't compare Hillary Clinton to delicious pasta.
Yeah.
But even dirty pasta.
You know, what kind of pasta? Yeah.
She is pretty starchy.
Oh, you know what? She's more like that that like low-fat Barilla, you know, noodle stuff, right? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Gross.
My wife tortures my children with that. She gets the macaroni and cheese, and then she replaces the good macaroni and cheese noodles with the healthy stuff.
What kind of monster are you married to?
I know, right?
But like whole grain noodles?
Yeah, it's awful.
That's not awful.
It is. It's horrible. It's horrible. The stuff that comes in the macaroni box, that's what you want.
Basically plastic.
I know. That tastes
better.
I'm on
your wife's side.
I'm totally destroying my whole analogy of the Swiss Army knife and the noodle here, but you understand what I mean.
Completely lost.
Okay. I am also lost.
Let's
now
take
I just
a break.
Want noodles.
We'll all get on back on the same page, and we'll bring you Sam's top five.
Back today.
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
It's Justice and Drew here on Twin Cities News Talk.
Thanks, Trump, for
bringing back Christmas.
Letting us say Merry Christmas again.
Yeah. Drew, we have a thing.
I can't wait for Halloween next year. Use the hashtag TCNT on Twitter. Also use #250 or give us a call at 651-989-5855 if you want to communicate with us or Sam at any point throughout the show this morning.
Yeah, just say good morning to Sam. She loves that. Especially during her top five, which we...
I just love it when people call during the top five because I'm not busy at all.
This segment of Justice and Drew is powered by our friends from Early Bird Electric. Let's jump right into Sam's top five for a Thursday.
Number one.
A judge in Michael Flynn's case has ordered Mueller to turn over interview documents after a bombshell claim of FBI pressure. From Fox News. One day after former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's legal team made the bombshell allegations that the FBI had pushed him not to bring a lawyer to his fateful January 24th, 2017 interview with agents at the White House, the federal judge overseeing Flynn's criminal case late Wednesday ordered special counsel Robert Mueller to turn over all of its highly secret documents and memoranda related to the questioning. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan, who overturned the 2008 conviction of former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens after government misconduct came to light, is weighing how to sentence Flynn, who pleaded guilty to one count of lying to federal authorities in the Russia probe during that interview in the West Wing. Flynn faced mounting legal bills that forced him to sell his home amid the prosecution, and Mueller has recommended that he receive no prison time. Sullivan's extraordinary demand puts Mueller under a microscope and sets a Friday afternoon deadline for the special counsel's office to turn over sensitive FBI documents under seal. The judge also ordered the Flynn team to turn over the documents backing up its assertions. Sullivan could determine why the FBI apparently took a significantly more aggressive tack in handling the Flynn interview than it did during other similar matters, including the agency's sit-downs with Hillary Clinton and ex-Trump advisor George Papadopoulos. Flynn is set to be sentenced next Tuesday, but Sullivan's move might delay that date or lead to other dramatic and unexpected changes in the case.
I wonder if this has, I'm sure this has something to do with Mueller recommending a lighter sentence for Flynn.
Well, he was, in my opinion, he was totally set up. He should not have lied to the federal authorities, but they knew about this phone call because they were wiretapping him. I mean, for lack of a better term, they were
sure.
You know, there's not the conventional wiretap, I know, but that's just sort of the verbiage you use. When he was asked to be interviewed, the whole gist of this was the fact that when they called him to have him be interviewed, it's like it was more like a friendly sort of sit down. They basically said, "Hey, you know, we're going to send a couple of FBI agents over to talk to you about this." Not a big deal. You know, when asked, you need the lawyer present. No, I don't need to. And you don't, they don't have to, the way that this went down, he doesn't have to be read any Miranda rights, just as a formality, right? This isn't like a typical probe, that you would normally see where you would be read your Miranda rights knowing that what you say could be used against you in a court of law. They don't legally have to go and do that. The reason why the judge is requesting these documents is because it's coming to light that he was essentially set up. This was supposed to be a friendly sort of chit-chat, not something that was going to be used against him later on. It was proposed that way. Hey, can we talk to you? Do I need my lawyer? Nah. We'll send a couple of FBI agents over. They'll talk to you for a little bit, and then we'll be done. That's not what happened. They had that conversation. Then they went and used that conversation against him later on. So the judge wants to know, all right, you know, how big of a setup was this on Flynn? How fair were you actually to him in all of this? I'm glad to see the judges moving forward to get some clarity, you know, to this. And hopefully he doesn't, at the end of the day, serve any prison time. And I'm venturing a guess, and this is pure speculation, this is the reason why Mueller said no prison time, because Mueller knows the tactics that they use to go and get the information from him.
And again, this is all coming out as part of the Russia collusion probe.
Right.
I'm not seeing anywhere in here why Flynn is in trouble with anything to do with Russia.
Right.
Okay. Just making sure that I didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two.
Cohen has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. From The Hill. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for a series of crimes he committed while working for Trump. U.S. District Judge William H. Pauley III sentenced Cohen to 36 Pauly. Months. Yeah.
He says, I feel like I'm in a Rocky movie all the time.
No.
Hey, Pauley.
Well, Pauley sentenced Cohen to 36 months in jail in Manhattan federal court on Wednesday morning. The sentence is stemming from 8 federal charges he pleaded guilty to in August, including campaign finance violations tied to a scheme to pay off women alleging affairs with Trump. In order to prevent
Russian
damaging... Russian women.
Just making sure.
Nope. That's in order to prevent damaging information from surfacing during the 2016 presidential election. His sentence also entails 2 months to be served concurrently for a single charge of lying to Congress about plans to build a Trump property in Moscow, which Cohen pleaded guilty to in late November as part of a deal with Special Counsel Robert Mueller. That deal guarantees his cooperation in Mueller's ongoing Russia investigation.
And real quick, and I know that the wording here is appropriate, but it certainly does, at least in my mind, it certainly points in a certain direction. This scheme to pay off women alleging affairs with Trump in order to prevent damaging information from surfacing during the 2016 presidential campaign. Okay, that is true. That reads, though, that the payoff was specifically because of the presidential campaign, and that's where the campaign finance violation in question, whether or not Trump did anything wrong, comes into play. Because if Trump... And it's widely speculated, and I don't know if there's documentation of this, but it's widely speculated that Trump has done this a lot. He's paid off a lot of women in his past. So this was a pattern of...
it just happens to have butted right against the
so just
election.
On a long enough timeline, sure. It lands here. So this is where the president, we'll talk more about it here in a moment, this is where the actual sort of criminality pointed at Donald Trump is going to rest on whether or not this was a typical thing that Trump did. Or was it specifically because of the presidential campaign? And how do you prove that? How do you prove that it wasn't because
good point.
With his family? Like, yeah. I don't want this to come out because of Barron, because right. of my wife,
right.
or because of the presidential campaign.
Right. Yeah. I don't know that you can.
Right.
I mean, unless you can demonstrate that this has never, ever happened before.
Right.
Like, this is the only time in Trump's entire life that he slept with somebody and then, like, paid her off to keep quiet. What are these women doing? I mean, if there is a pattern of this, like, who are these women? And just sleep with this weird old guy.
Weird old guy with money.
You get paid.
Yeah, you know. They get money.
That's a privilege women
specifically
enjoy.
I don't think there's
too many men out there that are like, I'm going to sleep with this old weird lady and make a couple $100,000 off of it.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll get some more of Sam's top five.
Yeah, I'm going to do some Googling here.
Coming up. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. 103.5 FM, Justice and Drew, along with Sam.
I think some really interesting off-air conversations.
Use the hashtag TCNT. No, I was on Twitter a moment ago, Drew, and there was a picture of this woman, looks like in the middle of a photo shoot, on this Russian woman.
Yeah,
on
she's
this
like modeling champagne.
Yeah, on the snowy road, and there's this bear sprawled on its back, and she's just there rubbing its belly.
Pinky's up.
The bear's just all, this Russian bear is just all... Yeah, lady.
This is nice. Yeah, rub my belly.
No, we were talking about like domesticating wild animals, and there was a famous video on YouTube. I'll have to find it.
I know which one you were.
Yeah, and there was a guy that had it was like a lion cub, and he raised it, but then it got to a certain age, and they were like, yeah, you can't.
It's like, wow, you're a full grown lion now.
You can't keep the lion anymore, and they had to set him out into the wild, and then like years later,
yeah, they were reunited, and
he showed back up, and the lion came up and just like, dude, I'm just thinking about it.
Him hugs and licks.
It's crazy,
all sorts of lion love.
Yeah. I've heard that when a lion like licks something, it can actually like rip the skin off.
Wow.
So hopefully,
well, you think about how rough a cat tongue is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, lions. Yeah. Big, I got licked by a cow once, and it really hurt.
Cow tongues are so weird, and they're like so strong.
True story. I was very young. I was at some fair in Florida.
They can knock you over.
And I was petting this cow and just digging it, and all of a sudden the cow was like and licked my face. It hurt. And then later, I actually had a cowlick when I had hair.
Uh-huh.
I had a big cowlick in the front of my hair. And when I was like, it was because that cow licked me.
Darn cow.
That's funny.
Messing up your hairline.
I had a giraffe lick me once, but it was more like a slap. It was because their tongues are so long. It was like, oh my gosh. It was like being like, oh, it was at a zoo and feeding it hay or whatever. It was like, brah! It was like kind of slapped me across the face.
651-989-5855. What animals have licked you?
That video of the guy that raised the lion cub and then they were reunited, that video cut short because while the lion gave him a hug right afterwards, it ate the cameraman.
Yeah, he doesn't care about the cameraman.
He's like, hold on a second, dude. Good to see you.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. Get in my belly.
This dude looks tasty. Let's get right back into Sam's Top 5 for a Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3.
A plan to cover some historic murals at the St. Paul City Hall is creating a little bit of controversy. From Channel 5. After concerns from the public, St. Paul and Ramsey County will vote next week on a $35,000 proposal to create new art that's more welcoming to women and people of color with images of the city today. Chad Roberts with the Ramsey County Historical Society said these don't represent the community as it is today. They will go in front of the existing art so they don't have to move anything. Nothing will get damaged. The artist in this case wanted to really promote this is St. Paul. Look at what's happening. Look at how great it is. St. Paul is pretty great today. So let's go ahead and talk about that too. I'm sure that artist said that because the artist wants to be commissioned for more work. Obviously, he was like, you know, we really should repaint this.
Well, so the times have really changed, guys, you know, and so has my price.
Yeah, yeah, 35 grand, please, for a mural. Right. Many will still see the old murals at times, but other times they'll be covered by new paintings. If approved, the new artwork will go up at the end of next year after that artist gets his big old payout.
Look, it's kind of neither here nor there. I will say this. If nobody had brought attention to it, nobody would have paid attention to it. Like nobody really, I don't personally think that anybody really, really, really cared. But we're in a place now where, unfortunately, we have to go and cover up history, even if it's contextually accurate, and because somebody chose to be offended. And let's be honest, that's what it is. You're making a choice. You're deciding that now is going to bother me. Yeah. And instead of just saying, well, okay, it's bothering me, but I'm choosing to let it bother me, and you know, I'm not going to bother looking at it. No, you're saying, well, now because it's bothering me and I've made this choice, now we must go and change it. And it seems ridiculous to me that they're going to do this compromise of rotating them.
Like that's just dumb.
If it's bad, it's bad. Like, if it's bad, it's bad. Fine, it's bad. Then go and I think if that's the case, then it should be put in a place where it could have the proper historical context because somebody did commission it and did spend time creating it, and it is a beautiful piece of art, and we should not forget what has happened in the past, even the bad things. But the fact that they're doing this bizarro
rotation of art.
Yeah, they're trying to come up with a solution that pleases everybody. You know, and if it's just own it. Own whichever way you want to go. You want to keep it? Fine. Keep it and own it. You want to change it? Fine. Take it down and change it, but own that decision. And stop trying to play this middle of the road like, well, some people want to keep it and some people want to get rid of it. So just try to make everybody happy.
They sound like me trying to make decisions. Just make up your mind.
Yeah. Stop being Sam.
Yeah. Stop Samming it.
Number 4.
Several Gophers football players are going to be suspended for the Quick Lane Bowl. From the Pioneer Press. A group of Gophers football players are expected to be suspended for the program's appearance in the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit on December 26th. That's according to some sources that spoke with the Pioneer Press on Tuesday. This appears to stem from an off-the-field issue after Minnesota beat Wisconsin 37-15 in the battle for the Paul Bunyan's axe on November 24th. The Gophers have not held availability for media since they were awarded a spot in the Quick Lane Bowl at Ford Field on December 26th. Minnesota will play Georgia Tech in the first bowl appearance at the U for the second year head coach PJ Fleck. Fleck has said that he holds a zero-tolerance policy for off-the-field issues and has kept a few players out of games because of disciplinary violations. Fleck temporarily suspended running back Shannon Brooks for the 53-28 loss in Nebraska after he was arrested for suspicion of domestic assault against his male roommate. Brooks wasn't charged for a misdemeanor by Minneapolis City Attorney's Office, and the incident had no injuries. Brooks did return to the field and played in one game this season, the 38-31 win over Indiana, before suffering a season-ending injury. Before Fleck, the Gophers had 10 players suspended for the Holiday Bowl in 2016. They were sidelined over allegations of sexual misconduct with a female student that September. None of those players were charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, but four were later expelled from the U and one was suspended for a year.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to, you know, if we even get details on what this alleged off-the-field issue was regarding these players, you know, or if they, right now it's just they are expected to be suspended.
Sure.
We don't know, you know, we'll wait and hear what actually comes down and who decided on the suspension? Was this a coach's decision? Was this a school's decision? And what was the nature of the incident? Right now, we have very little information to work off of.
Number five.
The Met Council has okayed the purchase of more shields to protect bus drivers.
What is going on in this world?
Leave your bus drivers alone. Of all the people. That's
seriously,
like,
who's assaulting bus drivers?
Like, they have your
you
life.
You got on that bus.
Yeah.
And they're driving it.
Yeah. Your life rests in their hands. Why would you go after the bus driver?
Idiots.
From the Pioneer Press. Protective shields will be installed on up to 600 Metro Transit buses next year to protect drivers from being assaulted on the job. The Metropolitan Council approved a roughly $1 million contract yesterday to install the barriers on up to 450 buses next year. That follows an initial order of 150 shields made last week. Officials hope the shields will cut back on a growing number of assaults on operators. Metro Transit reported 189 assaults through October, up from 184 for all of last year.
Jeez.
The incidents range from felony-level assaults to spitting, verbal harassment, and threats.
Start building them like limos, okay? Separate the driver completely.
You get
that's
in.
A good idea.
You get in on the drivers. You get out there. If there's a problem, then you know it. Just you don't need a liaison or a chaperone on a train. People just get on the train.
You don't see who's driving the train.
Yeah,
right? That's an excellent point.
Yeah, I don't know why. I kind of really don't know why we haven't done that already. It seems to make the most sense. Just build the buses with a door on that on both sides, like a regular car. And you just get in on the driver's side, and you can't get
John, you know, you might you're onto something.
Yeah, there you go.
On occasion,
you should design
let's
buses.
Get into some bus manufacturing.
Yeah.
Do that.
Well, instead of going with John's idea, the agency ordered some clear acrylic shields, which can be opened or closed at the driver's discretion. So it actually kind of, in a way, sounds sort of similar as to what you're talking about, except it's more like a pod versus like a separate section.
Yeah, and they're clear, so that's great. Someone can still hawk a loogie. You just got to look at it on the glass
clean
there.
It.
Yeah,
gross.
Who's doing that to bus drivers? Why are you?
Yeah, why are you spitting
why is everybody
on your
so
bus
angry
driver?
At bus drivers?
They're doing their job.
Yeah, every bus driver experience has been for me. I've been remarkably pleasant. I take the bus to the fair.
You are very pro bus.
Well,
for the fair.
To the fair.
For the fair. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. I may have to do that. I may.
I tried to.
I know you did. And I may do that next year. We'll revisit this conversation. I'm going to say I'm not, and then you're going to say, you know, last year you said, and I'm going to deny that. Say that didn't happen.
Excellent job on the top five, Sam.
Thank you.
Well done. And thank you to our friends over at Early Bird Electric for sponsoring Sam's top five every single morning.
Yeah, 651-989-5855 if you have any sort of insight into the situation with the buses. I know we talked about it before, but there was an increase in assaults, but I just don't understand as to why.
Yeah, what's going
on? What's driving that?
Yeah. You know, if you drive your own car, there's nobody to assault. Maybe they should.
If there's nobody with you.
Yeah, maybe they should.
Oh, sure,
should promote like more individuals driving single occupancy vehicles.
No. Governor-elect Tim Walz wants to take care of that.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, if you go to TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com, it's funny because I put this up, and now I almost feel bad for sending people there because it's so awful. But if you go to the Justice and Drew page at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com, we've talked quite a lot about this. Woke artists have rewritten, and Sam, you mentioned this, I think, last week, responsible lyrics to the Baby, It's Cold Outside.
No.
Yeah, it's the politically correct version of the classic. A woman is not being wooed to stay over. Instead, the man is basically indifferent to having her company at all. Now, do we have the audio?
I sure do.
Okay.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Are you ready?
Can
yeah.
I leave?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Get ready.
But this is actually worse for not the reason I think everybody thinks.
I really can't stay.
Maybe I'm fine with that.
I've got to go away.
Maybe I'm cool with that.
This evening has been
hoping you get home
so
safe.
Very nice.
I'm glad you had a real good time.
My mother will start to worry.
Call her so she knows that you're
and
coming.
And father will be.
Hey Sam, can you pause it for just a second? Just pause for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, because I want to provide. You know
I
what
can
this
relate to the guy in this one.
You can you?
Yeah, because this, you know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like the girl's giving all the signals that she's trying to, she's opening
yep.
the door to like, hey,
we are,
you know,
right, we are.
I want to stay, but I need you to ask me to stay,
right.
And
yeah.
me being the idiot, blockheaded guy, just
yep.
like, all right, I'm glad you had a good time.
We are.
Yeah, like, see you tomorrow.
That's nice. Bye.
Right now, we are not the
Backstreet. Like, come on, dude.
We are not the Backstreet Boys. We are NSYNC, because that's exactly the way that it sounds. You're 100% right. It sounds like this guy's an idiot. He sounds like me.
Right. Yeah, sounds like me.
You know,
when I was young and in the dating pool.
Flash forwarding 5 years, 10 years, and going, oh my gosh, how dumb yeah. was I?
She tried. She gave you like 30 different lines.
All the signals. Can right. you continue? Yeah, think about it. Think about it, and when you listen to it now.
I'd better scurry.
Take your time.
Should I use the front or back door?
Which one are you pulling towards?
The neighbors
more?
Might think
that you're a real nice girl.
Say, what is this drink?
Pomegranate LaCroix.
I wish I knew how.
Maybe I'll help you
to
out.
Break this spell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have to say no, no, no,
you
sir.
You reserve the right to say no.
At least I'm gonna say
what?
That I tried.
You reserve the right to say no.
I really can't stay.
Well, you don't have to.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
They turned this amazing holiday classic into a song that's about the stupidest, most dense man on the planet.
Yes. Yes. Me.
Yeah, me. Biggest idiot ever. A whole song about her going, dude, I really don't yeah. want
to
go.
She
All
literally,
you gotta do is ask me to stay.
And she straight up is like, it's really cold outside. And he's like, you can go.
Get out. He's like, get out of my house. Pick a door already. Jeez, lady.
She's trying to be like, you know, the nice girl that isn't just like, hey, I'm staying over.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to see a massive decrease in the population if that song were to ever grab hold, because nobody would ever hook up. You'd have all these women go, I don't know, man. I gave that dude as many signals as I possibly could.
And he kicked me out.
And he kicked me out. I mean, apart from just hopping on the dude's lap.
He gave me options for the door to yeah. take.
He made a new door.
Like, if you don't want that door, I'll just make a new one.
I mean, there's a window here.
Yeah.
You want to crawl out of that?
I got plenty of windows.
Okay, so woke means stupid.
Woke
Pretty
means,
much.
Yeah.
Dense.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
Mark Lotter joins us.